Hi, welcome to the Storyworth podcast. We're glad you're here. I'm your host, Krista Baum, co-founder of Storyworth. On this podcast, we feature true stories written by Storyworth writers. If you're new to Storyworth, we help people write their life stories, the big stories and the small ones. Once a week, we send our writers a question to help inspire their writing. They reply to the email with an answer or story that comes to mind. At the end of the year, we print what they've written into a beautiful keepsake book. Every story written using Storyworth is private, but for this podcast, the writers volunteered to share their stories publicly with you. And today, I'm joined by Donna Katz, who sent us a story about her bold grandmother, Sadie, who would do anything to help her son through law school. I'll chat with Donna about what it was like growing up with such a spirited role model.
In 1998, Tom Brokaw authored a highly acclaimed book titled The Greatest Generation, which popularized the phrase and celebrated the remarkable resilience and determination of that era. My grandmother, Sadie, belonged to this extraordinary generation and lived through the challenging times of the Great Depression and World War II. Despite facing immense hardships, she never complained and took whatever needed to be done in her stride. Sadie was a mother of four children, with my mother Irma being the eldest and only daughter. Her three brothers, Joel, Norman, and Jay, all served in the U.S. Navy. Joel and Norman contributed during World War II, while Jay served later in the Korean War. At the young age of 18, Jay lost his father and aspired to attend college. To realize this dream, he enrolled at Brooklyn College, which was part of the tuition-free New York City public education system. Excelling in his studies, he wished to continue to law school and to become an attorney, recognizing the significance of attending a reputable institution. Columbia University, an Ivy League school, accepted him. However, the financial burden was significant, as Jay was already working part-time as a soda jerk in a pharmacy and a nighttime clerk at a liquor store. At this point, Sadie stepped in. Despite being in her 60s, she decided to re-enter the workforce as a bookkeeper. Determined to support her son, she marched into the Brooklyn Navy Yard. She said to them, "When the Navy needed sailors to fight the nation's wars, I gave you three sons. Now you give me a job." They hired her on the spot. She worked there for 3 years and successfully put Jay through law school. Upon his graduation, she retired. Jay always cherished his mother's sacrifice, and once he achieved financial success, he established the Sadie and Morris Wertheimer Scholarship Fund as a tribute to his parents. This scholarship aimed to help other aspiring students and achieve their academic dreams. To me, my grandmother Sadie and my uncle Jay serve as shining examples of the greatest generation, embodying resilience, selflessness, and dedication to family and community. Their actions and accomplishments continue to inspire and make a lasting impact on the lives of others.
Well, welcome to the podcast. We're glad you're here.
Thank you.
Yeah, tell me, how did you get started with Storyworth?
Well, my children bought Storyworth for me and my husband as birthday gifts. And honestly, I was not happy. I saw this was going to be a lot of work. I said, couldn't you buy me a sweater instead? But I didn't want to waste a gift. So I thought, okay, I'll try one chapter. And the reaction was just very exciting. My husband liked it and helped edit that first one. And the kids just said, please keep going. And it turned into 45 chapters in the year.
Wow. So, that's quite a book.
Yeah, it's 460 pages.
Good for you.
With all the pictures. We really see this as just a tremendous treasure now to the family. And everyone's enjoying it, especially the grandchildren, which is one of the reasons I persevered. I wanted them to have the history.
That gives me chills, actually, to hear you say that. Because that is exactly why we started it, is kind of to have that reaction for the family. You know what I forgot? I forgot for you to introduce yourself. Tell us, Donna, where are you? And tell us a little bit about yourself.
My name is Donna Katz. We are now, my husband and I are in Florida. We moved full-time 2 years ago. We lived in Pittsburgh for almost 50 years. We're now semi-retired. My husband's an attorney. He still has a couple of clients. I teach a class once a week to some local women on Jewish philosophy, and that keeps me out of trouble.
Well, that's awesome. Well, I'm glad you persevered with your book because I really loved getting to know Sadie. I mean, it must have been so hard for her to give 3 sons to a war effort and then also become a young widow.
Right.
Jay returned from the Korean War. Did his brothers also return from World War II?
Yes. Thank God they survived, all of them. They became officers. They were all lieutenants in the Navy and very handsome in their uniforms.
Sadie has a lot of moxie, right? She walks into the Navy and she said, when the Navy needed sailors to fight the nation's war, I gave you 3 sons. Now you give me a job. I mean, that's pretty bold. I love it. Are there any more Sadie stories that show that kind of determination and nerve?
She used to say, you live half your life on your feet, so buy expensive shoes. You live half your life on your back, buy a good mattress. Ah. And she was right. I can still wear heels. I don't have bunions and corns because of her wisdom and wore comfortable good shoes.
That's great advice. I like it. Has this story inspired you when you've needed to muster some extra courage to ask for something or to do something?
You know, my grandmother was, as you point out, a strong personality. And she taught us that in those days, you know, you didn't indulge yourself. And she always said, if you get knocked down, get back up, put your shoulders back, head up and just keep going. And my sister and I both have an outlook on life that the glass is half full. And I attribute that to Sadie's very positive personality.
That's a great legacy.
Well, life is full of challenges. So it's how we handle them.
Exactly. Now, Jay became a professional success, it sounds like.
Yes, he was successful.
So he set up a scholarship fund in his parents' honor. Did you ever meet any of these scholarship recipients?
I didn't, but interesting, one of my granddaughters applied to Brooklyn College for a master's degree in audiology. And I told her, apply for the scholarship. It's your great-great-grandparents. She did apply. Unfortunately, it didn't cover her particular discipline.
So
it would have been a much better story to say she got the scholarship, but she graduated and, did it without it, but we did apply.
So. Yeah. Oh, that would have been great, right? Did she go to college? What is her educational background? Because she's qualified to become a bookkeeper.
She graduated high school, mm-hmm. and they had, I guess, some, electives. So she became a got a certificate as a bookkeeper, graduating high school. And her stepfather owned a business in Brooklyn, the Kosher Chicken Market on 13th Avenue, very famous business there. And she was their bookkeeper for many, many years. So when she went into the Brooklyn Navy Yard, she could say she was a bookkeeper with lots of experience. So she had a skill.
Good for her.
Yeah.
That's great. Well, how has Sadie inspired you to live your life? And how do you hope she inspires your family and our listeners?
You know, she just was a very down-to-earth, practical, very positive. You know, she had her father died when she was 5. And she had a very difficult stepfather. And in spite of that, she seemed to have an ability to rise above difficulties. And we look to her for that inspiration. Sadie ate an apple every night at bedtime. An apple a day, she said, kept the doctor away. She lived till 96, thank God. She did calisthenics. She listened to the opera on the radio. She read the bestsellers of the New York Times bestseller list. I admired, her always interested in growing. The funny story, she once had a friend invited her to go, I don't know if you know what cousins clubs, they used to have these cousins clubs. Everybody lived in the same neighborhood. Today, that's not true. We're all out of the country. But Sadie went with her friend to the cousins club and they were having elections after a couple of visits that she went with it. And they elected her president of the other family. his cousin's club. They liked her so much. So.
Oh, my gosh. So she was elected president of somebody else's family club. Yeah. That's hilarious. Donna, it was a pleasure. Thanks for volunteering. And
My pleasure. Thank you.
And sharing Sadie with us. It was really fun.
Thanks for joining us today. If you want to get started writing your own book of life stories or want to give the gift of Storyworth to a loved one, head over to storyworth.com. We'll be back in 2 weeks with another wonderful story from one of our writers. In the meantime, if you want one of your stories to be considered for the podcast, head to storyworth.com/podcast. Storyworth is a production of Evergreen Podcasts, hosted by me, Krista Baum, and produced by Aaron Land. Our sound engineer is Nate Horson, and we get production help from Wendy Sabrozo. Thanks, everybody. We'll see you next time.